Sonia Boyce, In the Castle of My Skin, from the 25th of January, 2020. With Anna Barham, Lindiwe Machikiza, Harold Offey, Flora Parrott, Luke Fillet, Alberta Whittle, and with works by Frances Alice, Lynn Chadwick, Lucy Harvey, Andrew Logan, Jacqueline Poncelet, Bridget Riley, and Martin Smith. In the Castle of My Skin is a solo show of new commissions and existing work by Sonia Boyce, with work by six other artists co-curated with Boyce. The exhibition is built through improvisation techniques and riffs on ways of playing in urban space. It takes shape across a large new sculptural display system that houses works by Boyce and artists including Anna Barham, Lindiwe Machikiza, Harold Offey, Flora Parrott, Luke Fillet and Alberta Whittle, alongside selected works from the Middlesbrough collection. The sculpture is based on the crystalline form of the mineral pyrite, known as fool's gold, which is part of the DNA of Eastside Projects through Heather and Ivan Morrison's Pleasure Island 2007. A large-scale wooden crystalline artwork that also functioned as Eastside Projects' office and kitchen from 2008 to 2013. Clad in wallpapers made by Boyce over the last 11 years, this new improvised sculpture links to forms of art, exhibition and architectural experimentation from the early 20th century Vorticist movement and L. Lazitsky's abstract cabinet to Jean Nouvel's National Museum of Qatar and food packaging. In the Castle of My Skin starts with the metaphor of skin as a covering, a surface, a barrier, a marker of identity and a connector between internal and external worlds. This builds on the intersection of diverse histories as a recurring theme in Boyce's work. The sculpture and a newly commissioned video expand Boyce's thinking about the speculative nature of improvisation, social bonding, visual cultures, and relationships to the built environment. The title, In the Castle of My Skin, comes from an autobiographical novel by writer George Lamming, a study of colonial revolt that is seen as one of the great political novels in modern colonial literature. Set in the 1930s in Barbados, where the author was born, the story follows a young boy's life against the backdrop of major societal change. This reference builds on Boyce's extensive work in re-evaluating modernism to incorporate a range of perspectives, journeys, and voices. Boyce is fascinated by moments of serendipity that occur when people are brought together without a script. The new dual video in the Castle of My Skin 2020 comes out of the performative laboratory of two live public events produced at Eastside Projects in 2017, in which local skateboarders and skateboarding ukulele players performed. This unlikely pairing is combined with footage of female skaters shot in Middlesbrough who play and improvise, uncovering knowledge of their bodies and the town's urban architecture. For the past 20 years, Boyce has worked with other people as collaborators and participants. This exhibition extends the artist's collaborative, improvisatory techniques by making a group exhibition housed in, on, and around the artwork co-curated by Boyce and Eastside Projects. Harold Offey will perform new versions and workshops of his selfie choreography, performing the potential of the body, actions and gestures as recorded through phone cameras. Flora Parrott and Lindiwe Machikiza create an internal space of relationships between forms and words growing from a recently discovered cave-dwelling fish, the cave loach, that inhabits a labyrinthine cave network. Luke Fillet creates intricate hand-drawn moments of science fiction, high-tech screens and the mining industry. The title, Ishango, comes from Ishango Bone, a 25,000-year-old mathematical instrument menstrual calendar unearthed in the DRC and is currently in Belgium. Anna Barham's sequence of video works move between the camouflaging skin of a squid to the creativity of speech recognition software. And Alberta Whittle's video work and sculpture depict a Caribbean limbo scene, a dance that demands that bodies bend and stretch to perform feats of physical endurance. Her film, Between a Whisper and a Cry, links together sonic cosmologies within Barbadian poet Kamau Brathwaite's research and Professor Christine Sharp's work on The Weather from her seminal book In the Wake on Blackness and Being. Whittle's works ask us to take a breath, seeking to challenge conditions of racialized abjection and find new methods for refusal. Planned for the summer of 2020, but now most likely appearing in 2021, the exhibition will be reimagined and reconfigured at MIMA in Middlesbrough. MIMA holds one of Boyce's key early works, She Ain't Holding Them Up, She's Holding On, Some English Rose, 1986, acquired in 1987. And throughout 2019, the artist has collaborated with the institution and colleagues from the Black Artists and Modernism Research Project to audit the collection for contributions by Black artists. This exhibition is organised in partnership with MIMA, Middlesbrough Institute of Modern Art. The new works are commissioned by Eastside Projects and MIMA with support from the Henry Moore Foundation and the Elephant Trust.